Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No.
Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. I'm kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
These trumpet presentations aren't over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
You no longer salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Schmack dogs!
It is the drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Derek Piper, Lante, Kyle Tosk. Appreciate Jay Layman as always. It's a great first hour every Monday to get us going. Jay brings the goods each and every day. Side note, I hope you're watching on YouTube because Lante was just bench pressing the air. And I saw about 2.5 reps.
And struggled. Did you see that? My left arm kind of came down like it was too heavy on my left side. So that's why you got to get those things on the end. What do you call those? So the weight
the clamps. The clamps.
Yeah, so the weight doesn't slide off. Yeah. Yep. I always feel bad for Kyle because he sits back down in the seat that Jay Layman occupies for an hour, and it's like, good luck matching that energy. Good luck.
It's all right.
But his Dolphins are playing well, so that's
all.
Oh,
yeah.
That's all that he cares about.
Yep. We roll along. We're going to the Tapman's Towing phone line. We're lucky to have Luke Altmaier each and every week. Luke, thanks for joining us again. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Obviously not the result you guys wanted on Saturday. You guys hung in the game about three quarters, 30-13 the final against the number 7 team in the country. You did throw 4 interceptions. What do you learn from an experience like that for yourself? A guy that still doesn't have a ton of starts under his belt, has played some good football to start this season, but one probably you'd like to have back if you could.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I think that's fair to say, obviously. Nobody wants that game back more than I do. I know that for sure. But, credit goes out to Penn State. Obviously, a great team. Been a great team for a while. Great coaches, and they do a lot of good things. But, I think going into that game, we had full belief that we were gonna take that one. And, it's hard to kind of reflect on it and know that, some of those things went the way they did. But, I'm very confident and, watching it back and kind of reliving it and looking for it. Like, I'm very confident that my best football is ahead of me and moving forward, taking one step at a time. And, I know as the offense as a whole, we're going to be much better moving forward. I really believe that. And I know I will be too.
I believe it 100%. Luke, first of all, did you wake up yesterday or today and be like, crap, I got to join those guys on the radio today?
No doubt. I love talking to you guys.
Well, we appreciate it, my man. What, as a game like that's going on, and obviously you've thrown 1, 2, and then a third one that was big there in the third quarter, especially when we were down kind of in Penn State's territory. Does a quarterback talk to himself a lot after stuff like that? What is going through your mind, and what are the guys on the sidelines telling you?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think thankfully, I have a lot. I mean, I have teammates and coaches that are incredible people and didn't do anything but encourage me through the whole thing. And I think my mindset is, no matter if I make one mistake or 1,000 mistakes, I'm going to give it everything I have. And, I think it's cliche, but, it's kind of a mindset when you're out there, like, you make a mistake, you kind of got to have a short memory and move forward. And that's kind of what I did. I didn't go out on the ensuing drive and have that in my head that about right. What I just did, no matter if I just threw one interception. We just scored a touchdown. Like, you know, I move forward and, you know, try to have that next play mentality. You know, that's pretty cliche to say, but it's true. And it's there, you know, it sticks with you. I mean, it's just human nature to realize, like, you know, throwing a couple of interceptions, man, it's there, but, you have to be a strong-willed and a strong-minded person. And, you know, luckily my teammates and coaches had all the belief in me, and, you know, so did I. And, you know, some things just don't go your way at times. And like I said, I'm very confident in myself and, you know, moving forward. I really, really am. And I know I'll play a lot of great football moving forward. And I know this offense is too. You know, we haven't even come close to, you know, what we can be.
Sure.
And I think we all know that. I really do.
Last one on that. How long do you allow yourself to kind of beat yourself up, if you do at all? Maybe you don't. And like you mentioned, you sound almost like a closer in baseball in the sense that, hey, this is going to happen on occasion. I guarantee you there's not one quarterback out there that hasn't had that kind of a game. Do you allow yourself to beat yourself up on Saturday night, on Sunday morning, and then you just say, that's it, I'm turning the corner, and now it's Florida Atlantic. I'm going to go out and turn it around and throw four touchdowns this week?
Yeah, there's no doubt. You know, at some point you do have to move forward. And, you know, I think today has been that day for me. Like, there's nothing that I can do to change what happened.
Sure.
Obviously. And, you know, what I do moving forward is, and what I'm doing right now will decide, you know, the way Saturday goes and the way the rest of this thing goes. So I can't, you know, I learn from it, obviously, but, you know, I don't dwell in it. You know, I don't, you know, kind of beat myself up over it, but, you know, I think, you know, after the game and even the day after, it's there, you know, it's really tough. It's, you know, like I said, nobody wants, you know, that game back and some of those plays back more than I do.
Right.
Like, nobody feels worse about it more than I do. You know what I mean? And, but yeah, you gotta move forward. You gotta, you know, be a strong-willed and strong-minded person. And a lot of that comes spiritually. But, you know, like I said, I'm very confident and, you know, moving forward, like, and playing really, really good football. And, you know, I know that that's there.
Luke Altmaier is our guest on the Tabman's Towing phone line. Luke, is whether it's after the game on Saturday, you coming into the facility, whether it be Sunday or Monday, was there a specific message that Barry Lunny wanted to get across to you or Brett Bielema wanted to get it across to you after a game like that?
Yeah, I mean, you obviously, you know, you watch the film back and, you know, there's a lot of coaching to be done, you know, especially, you know, I've been around college football for a few years, but, you know, it's kind of my first time really being solidified and playing, you know, it's really my third real start. I mean, I guess you could say so. There's a lot of coaching from, you know, the X's and O's standpoint, you know, to, for them to try to help me to be better and learn from those mistakes. And, you know, that's pretty natural and that happens just from a coach player standpoint. But, you know, there's that mentorship too, you know, to try to help me, you know, go through those things. And because like I said, nobody feels worse about it more than I do. So they helped me grow from it mentally, not just my coaches, but my teammates. And like I said, I mean, a lot of good things happened. Not a lot of good things, but some good things happened throughout the game. And, you know, we had our moments, but, you know, I had a big part of, you know, kind of putting our defense in bad situations that were very hard to overcome. So, so it's difficult, but, you know, my teammates and coaches have really encouraged me and helped me move forward.
I think you look back to week one, the defense would probably say, hey, without Luke making that throw down the sideline, we don't come away with a win. You've got to be, as you look back on the Penn State game, encouraged by what your defense was able to do, hanging tough against those guys. And if you get that type of play up front from Johnny Newton, Keith Randolph, those guys, and just the defense as a whole, you guys will be probably in pretty good shape.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, those guys, like I said, you know, I put those guys in bad situations all day long, and they played their tails off. They really did. They, you know, they gave us every single chance to go win that game for them. And like, they played great. They really did. And that's you know, another thing that's really tough too. To, you know, to watch those guys, you know, play so well and against a very, very good team and. Not be able to help them and put them in bad situations is it's hard. It's a tough pill to swallow.
Luke Altmaier, our guest, Illinois quarterback. I'm anxious. I don't know that I've ever asked a quarterback this, but You have some shuffling now with the guys in front of you on that offensive line. Is that something you pay attention to, or do you just, I mean, that's just like, hey, I know there's going to be five guys there, probably a tight end. I know they're doing their best to block, obviously, and give me time. But how much attention do you have to put into that as the starting quarterback?
Yeah, you know, I think I'm aware of, you know, any 11 guys that are out there with me. You know what I mean?
And sure.
And I mean, that's real. And, you know, I think no matter who's out there from me, nothing's going to change from my end, from our coaches' end, because those guys – have trained well, they've been coached up well, and you know they're there for a reason. They're in the game for a reason. They're great players, and I have so much belief in, you know, in what they can do. And you know, like I said, nobody's trying harder than they are. Nobody wants to succeed more than they do. So you know, they're gonna do their best. I'm gonna do my best. Yeah, I'm aware of what's going on, but you know, nothing changes on my end from, you know, a physical standpoint or a mental standpoint. I have all the belief in the world for those guys.
Luke, you guys now, through three games, you've played competition that is essentially 9-0. And obviously a Penn State team that's ranked in the top 10, a Kansas team that's getting votes, almost there to be ranked, a Toledo team that I think could run the table from here on out. I mean, the competition you've faced surely has – gotten you guys to the point where you're going to be ready to tackle the rest of the schedule, especially, and believe me, I'm not overlooking a really good Florida Atlantic team, but especially when that Purdue and the Big Ten West kind of schedule starts hitting you guys in the face soon.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that, and you know, I think that's something that sticked with us too. We've played some really good teams, and I think we're really excited to learn from those and understand, man, we'll be so much better from those three games that we've just played because of the competition. Those are great teams that are going to go on to win a lot of games in their conferences. And like I said, we've learned so much about ourselves and have played a lot of good players so far. And, you know, I think it's only going to help us. You know,
sure.
Obviously we would like our record to be, you know, better than it is, but, you know, I think everything we want is right in front of us. I really do. And, you know, I think we have a confident bunch. We really do. We're not gonna flinch at all about what's ahead, because we know we've been tested, and we've, you know, we've been through our highs and lows. And you know, I think that's not a bad thing necessarily. Obviously, like I said, our record we want our record to be better. Whatever, we want to win more games. And but we know we can. We have a lot of confidence in that.
Luke, fans have been excited about Malik Elzey from the moment he pledged his commitment to here, and to see him make a play in the end zone, get his first collegiate touchdown late in that game. What have you seen from him in terms of his progression, and what do you think as this season goes on that he can add to your guys' offense?
Yeah, it was really cool to see him get his first one. You know, I know he was excited, no doubt, rightfully so. That's a big deal for him, and big deal for his confidence too, I guess, you know, moving forward. So, And he's, I mean, people were excited for a reason, you know, for him to be here. He's an exceptional talent, has incredible abilities, and brings, you know, things to our offense that you know, is, you know, hard to coach. He has a lot of size, a lot of speed, and a lot of, you know, God-given gifts, and he's only going to get better. And I think I'm very excited to see how he physically and mentally, you know, matures throughout the season, and, you know, learns more. And as he plays more, he's going to get better. So, you know, I think that's just a glimpse, a really short glimpse of what he can do for us.
Luke, as you've started to dive in and take a look at FAU, what are you expecting in terms of the competition that they'll pose and the challenges that FAU can pose to you guys?
Yeah, those guys are going to come in and play hard. You know, obviously, they're gonna give us our best. You know, we firmly believe that. You know, they may believe that, you know, they have a good chance to beat us or whatever. But like, I think our focus has to be on, you know, what can we do to get better? Because I mean, you know, after week two and even week three, I mean, as an offense, there's so much we can do to tighten things up, and, you know, to come more cohesive and to grow as one, because at the end of the day, I think we're beating ourselves in a way. I really do. And, you know, I think if, you know, we just execute at a higher level, and as I go throughout the season and learn more and get more comfortable and get more settled, like I said, I know I'll be better. I'm very confident in that. But, you know, I think as this group, you know, plays more together, I think we can be very, very explosive. I really do. And, you know, it starts with me, but as an offense, you know, I don't, you know, it's kind of a nameless, faceless opponent. No matter who we're playing, we have to go do what we do and execute.
I got one more for you, Luke, and it's just has really, I just want to get into your mind here when it comes to, so far this season, you guys have played a night game against Toledo. Now you've played a Friday night game against Kansas. You've played an early morning game against Penn State. I know the Purdue game was announced as obviously a 2:30 start, which will be the same for the Florida Atlantic game coming up. What does Luke Altmyer prefer? Do you prefer under the lights? Do you like the, like, afternoon game? Or do you like that morning where you can get up and just get to the stadium and get things rolling?
Yeah, I think a lot of players would tell you that they like that. They do like the 11 a.m. kick, you know, just because to wake up and to go straight into it, you know.
Sure.
What I mean? So, and we're a team that practices in the morning, so we're used to that schedule, and so that's more tailored to what we like to do. So I know a lot of our players, and you know, I like to, you know, wake up and to get moving pretty quickly towards the game to go do that. And, you know, you, for a night game, you kind of sit around a little bit for a while and, you know, kind of let it just kind of builds up the anticipation, and and you see people playing on TV. So, you know, as quickly as we can play, I think that's what we want to do.
I thought of another one. Who are you rooting for on Sundays? Who's your NFL team?
Well, I mean, people ask me that all the time, and, you know, I'm the kind of guy who likes to watch certain players, but, you know, I grew up, obviously, in the South in Mississippi, and yeah, I've been to a few Saints games, and that's kind of the closest team to where I'm at, and Drew Brees was, you know, someone I looked up to, you know, from for as long as I can remember, you know, partly a reason why we're number 9, and so, you know, when the Saints are on TV, I root for them. Obviously, Drew Brees didn't play anymore, but, you know, that I've been to a few Saints games, and, you know, I root for those guys.
Perfect.
Well, Luke, I apologize to you that if you want to just flip on the local channels around here, you got to watch my Bears on Sundays, because they're depressing to watch.
Hey, there's another number 9 there, right? Fields? Is he 9?
He's 2.
Oh, okay. Thank goodness.
Yeah. Maybe change his number, change everything about what's going on there. Anyways, Luke Altmyer, we appreciate it. We look forward to it every week, and good luck this Saturday. I know a lot of people will be looking forward to you having a great bounce back, and still a lot of trust in what you can do this year. So thanks, Luke.
Thank you. I really appreciate you guys.
All right, buddy.
Luke Altmyer. I do got to tell you, Luke Altmyer's segment brought to you by a couple of great sponsors: Brian Hansen of State Farm Insurance, visit brianismyguy.com, by Crossroads Contractor Supply, the right tools when you need it, by First Federal Savings Bank, local and trusted, and by Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Really appreciate those sponsors making that happen with Luke. That can't be easy.
Definitely not. No.
I mean, I'm not kidding you. If I were him, I'm probably not thinking about that Saturday night, but Sunday at some point it's going to hit me like, oh, crap. I got to go talk. I got to go face the world, essentially, and chat about my game. And, you know,
sorry, Brett. Sorry, I cut in.
Nope.
Deal's number 1.
Oh, he's 1. I'm sorry. I don't know why I thought he wore 9.
My Bear fandom is dying with every second, so I apologize for that.
I don't even know why I said that he wore 9 anyway. Anyway, but look, Luke was not good. He was not good in that game. And there, I don't know that you're going to beat Penn State, so I don't think it's fair to say he cost you a game. But certainly that defense, when it was 16-7 with 12, like, 17 to play in the third quarter, you're in Penn State territory, and he throws a pick. And it was just one of those where it's like, I mean, at that point, I looked at everybody around me. I'm like, what else? This defense is not going to hold up this entire game.
Nope.
And it's nothing against the defense, but Penn State's good. They're ranked 7th for a reason, and it's not just because their defense is really good. It's because they have a really good offense as well. And so that was frustrating, and that was frustrating for Luke, but I walked out of there not 1 second did I think to myself, we need to make a quarterback change. I was actually kind of shocked that someone had even asked about that to Brett Bielema. Now, maybe that's fair. Maybe they need to do that. Maybe that's what should be done as someone that's trying to, you know, that's covering the team, et cetera. But I think I've seen enough good out of Luke to understand that he could still, there's still some games to be won. Now, does he need to shore it up on the interceptions? I mean, he's thrown some bad ones. Against Toledo, he threw a bad one right in the, where he was trying to hit Josh McCray in the middle of the field. There were four guys, I think, around him, or at least three. I mean, he's thrown some bad interceptions. Now, he also is just starting his fourth game.
I don't fault him as much for, like, the Kansas ones. Like,
no, he had to make plays
coming back. Exactly. And there was even one that it kind of gets ripped out of Isaiah's hands. I'm not really going to blame Isaiah either, but
I'm with you. So
wasn't one off of Pat Bryant, like, popped up in the air?
That's right. That's right. That Bryant could have caught, and it popped up in the air. So these things happen to quarterbacks. Now, again, he was really bad Saturday. Sure. I mean, and it's just one of those where if you're going to be playing in these toss-up games down the road here, which Illinois will, you're going to have more good than bad, obviously, out of Luke Altmyer, and I think he's going to be fine. And I also wonder, too, if not just the quarterback, but everybody puts more on themselves. It's almost like gripping that bat in baseball, you know, when you weren't maybe getting the hits that you thought you could, or maybe you're playing one of the better teams in conference and you're like, I want to do so well today. I think this Illinois team, especially going up against a really good Penn State team, you know, look, I mean, it's on Fox National, Gus Johnson's in the house, 7th-ranked Penn State. I'm sure you're trying to do too much. And I think there were times that Luke probably was doing that. Now, Barry Lunny didn't have to call that pass play that was picked off down by the goal line if he did call that, unless Luke audibled to it. So maybe in that situation, but you got to feel the momentum. I mean, Illinois got the ball after a nice catch by Isaiah Williams. They get the ball down deep in territory, chance to cut the lead to 16-14. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the play of the game. That interception that Johnny King had is the play of the game, and it was a bad pass. I don't know if it was trying to be a shoulder, kind of a back shoulder catch. I don't know what the plan was on that, but it was just not a very good throw. I thought King made a nice play on it, and it's frustrating, but I wonder if they can take a breath finally against Florida Atlantic. Just take a breath, go out, and again, I think Florida Atlantic is going to be a pretty good team, don't get me wrong, but if you can go out there and do some things right and get some mojo back, get some confidence back to get to 2-2 and then go into Purdue and see what happens.
If the defense plays the way they did, for three quarters they wore out late, and the offense has some improvements, you don't turn the ball over like that, there's no reason you should lose to Florida Atlantic on your home field. The fact that Johnny Newton and company really brought it, they were able to get stops when they needed to. You were lucky as heck to only be down 6-0 after the first quarter where you missed a field goal. You fumbled Josh McCray, gave them the ball in your own territory, and then Luke throws two interceptions there on back-to-back drives, I even believe. So the defense held stout. We were waiting for them to play that way, and that's something you can definitely build on. I also think Jay definitely makes a good point. I mean, the running game is not even close to as dynamic as when Chase Brown was back there. Now, I think some people sat there and said, well, no duh. I mean, Chase Brown was in the Heisman conversation, an all Big Ten type of guy. Some people thought, hey, maybe the production could be somewhere close. I don't think it's now a question anymore. It's a big difference. The offensive line does play into that. So there's more on Luke's shoulders.
I agree.
I think another thing, too, is that it does make you appreciate a guy like Tommy DeVito to go an entire season and only throw four picks.
It's unbelievable.
And it does say something about the fact of Tommy played at Syracuse, got sacked a million times, had one really good season, then lost the job, like went through the highs and lows of the roller coaster, shows up at Illinois, and he's seen a lot of stuff. He's played a lot of football. Luke hasn't had that. You got to have some of these growing pains through his process as being your starting quarterback. But there's no doubt for me, and I think a lot of people, the majority of people out there would say, yes, that game sucked. He has to go into the film room and clean some things up, got to understand when to be aggressive, when not to be. But he seems to be by far and away your best option to quarterback, and one bad outing against Penn State is not going to change that for me.
I think that's a great take. I think that was a great take on your end. I think he's going to be fine. I'm not worried about Luke Altmyer going forward. And it's just one of those where and you brought it up with this running game. That is something that last year Tommy had a lot of help in that regards. And I'm not saying that Love's not doing his job, But nobody else is stepping up after that. And Love isn't Chase Brown. So you're going to need more from McCray. And I'm shocked, personally shocked, that you're not getting more from Josh McCray. He just looks like a wounded running back mm-hmm. since year one when he was unbelievable and picking up huge yards. And he even, I think, dropped weight this year because I think there was a point last year where it's like, is he too big? But he dropped some weight this year. He's just not seeing the holes. He's not getting it done. But a lot of that comes back on the offensive line as well. If you looked last year, though, there were a lot of times that Chase Brown was hit early, and he got out yes. of those and made big plays, 20-yard, 30-yard plays out of that. I mean, Chase Brown was one hell of a running back. And so this, I think, line needs to play better. We know that. Altmaier's taken a lot of hits. He's under pressure quite a bit. But there again, I mean, you're playing a Kansas team that's pretty good, a Toledo team that's pretty good, and obviously a Penn State team that is really good. So we'll see. Now, maybe I'm beating that drum too much that you've played these 9-0 teams combined, and it's like, oh, but you should beat a MAC team. I've heard that 100 times. I agree. Oh, you should be able to take care of Kansas. Well, I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I mean, and certainly not Penn State.
You would have wanted to look better. Like,
yeah, no, you did not look
200-plus yards on the ground and being down by practically 30 late third quarter.
Yeah, you were embarrassed there.
That's a little much.
I just think, and whether that's good or not, I think to where this program is at this point, you're starting now, starting this Saturday. Well, I mean, just kind of not even this Saturday, starting with Purdue in two Saturdays. Now you're getting into teams that you're comparable with in terms of speed, in terms of all of it. And I'm anxious to see what Illinois do. I have not lost faith that Illinois can do some damage. And like Luke said, we still think everything we want to accomplish is still ahead of us. And I think they can still do that. But time will tell, right? Time will tell. I did hear.
I will say my. Go ahead.
From a reliable source that Altmaier's dad was mowing the yard Saturday night, taking out some aggression, is what I heard.
Is that what happened?
He said, it's a buddy of mine. He's like, yeah, I saw Altmaier's dad out mowing the yard. I think he was like not very happy.
Some aggressive mowing, huh?
It's like, well, yeah, that's what it is.
Okay.
Well, Bill says, why are they that far ahead of you in year three of the rebuild? Yeah. I think you would have beaten Kansas last year, right? I mean, you just, can we take some credit? I mean, you just lost.
It was their strength was the ability to throw it around, and you had the best secondary in pretty much the country.
Yeah. We just lost four guys to the NFL, right? More than that. Verdarian Lowe got a start last night. Was he there last year? Was that 2 years ago? No, he was there 2 years ago. Was he there last year? It doesn't matter. You lost a lot of talent off this Illinois team.
Yeah, and to that point, we probably didn't spend enough time calibrating our expectations based on that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. So while I understand what he's saying, this is Kansas's high mark, right? This year. And maybe last year was Illinois' high mark. I don't know. I hope not. So we'll see. I mean, obviously when you have attrition, I mean, Kansas returned how many starters on that team? A crap load.
Yeah.
So
pretty much all their pass catchers, their running back and their quarterback offensive player of the year preseason in the Big 12.
I think four offensive linemen were all back. And
now,
I
should
think
their defensive sack Luke six times?
No.
And
no.
You not establish a run game, there's not a lot to speak for that, unfortunately.
Yeah, I agree.
I will say I gave a toast in the tailgate lot. I probably should have aimed a little bit higher. I said for competitive football and not leaving at halftime. Well, we had
things went downhill from there.
Yeah, it did.
Things went downhill for
– It was six – although first drive for Illinois out of halftime, it's 16-7 Penn State.
Yeah.
Luke stands in the pocket, gets drilled, makes a really good throw to Isaiah Williams. You're down at Penn State's 25. The problem is his very next throw
to the sideline
and picked off.
Mm-hmm. That's the problem. That was the play of the game. It was right in front of me. And I was just – I mean, I was sitting there the whole time thinking, man, if you score here, you're within two. And you've been dominated. I mean, not dominated, but you shouldn't be within 2 points if you score here, because with all the turnovers they had, the missed field goal, just everything, I'm like, you should not still be in this game. And if you score there, man, all of a sudden, 16-14, things change a little bit. Yep. But we'll see.
If you want to weigh in, you can. Plenty of you have. 217-359-2255. We'll get to more of your texts as we go along. Brett Bielema met with the media. We might play a little bit of that before we get out of here. We're not going to talk Bears because I'm too depressed.
Cardinals lost. That was awesome.
Yeah. It's good for you.
They had to do some work to lose that game.
I now miss being in the – I was happy to lose.
Yeah.
We played some entertaining football, but we lost just like we should. Now I'm just in a bad mood.
Andrew walked in to the establishment we were at yesterday in his Arizona Cardinals, and I'm like, man, you're brave for walking into that. He's like, I'm wearing it proud, man.
There you go.
And then we jump out to like a 20-0 lead, and I'm like, what are we doing? Why are we doing this? This is such a Cardinal thing to do right now. But they figured it out. They turned it around.
They did. Congrats to you guys. All right, got to catch a break. We will return. Stick with us. It is The Drive.
Illini fans, get ready to join Stevie J Broadcasting at Pia's for our kickoff event. After 3 p.m. on Fridays, we'll have tickets to the game, coolers, koozies, hats, shirts, as well as jerseys for some of your Illini favorites. As we say, go Illini. Enjoy drink specials from Coors and Miller Lite, Twisted Tea, Captain Morgan, and Bullet Rye and Bourbon. To join myself, Lante, and Derek Piper on the air, live from Pia's Fridays, as we say, go Illini. Party at Pia's Friday before our Illini game on Saturday. Join us after 3 with prizes. See the Bullet Woody tailgate wagon with $5 shots of Bullet Rye and Bourbon. This teardrop camper folds out on the Pia's patio for the ultimate party experience as you get the latest game details from Derek Piper and myself with our live show from 3 to 5. On The Drive, stay for the karaoke after 9 p.m. Friday night, $4 fireball shots. On the air, live from Pia's Fridays, as we say, go Illini. Pia's 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, the Brian Hansen State Farm agency right here in Champaign-Urbana can switch you over and you can start saving today. Our team is ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With the Brian Hansen State Farm agency, it's easy to switch and save. Just give our team a call at 217-344-1900 when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS. 435-120.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Their slogan, "We have it when you need it." Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials as well as safety equipment all available. Call 402-8123. Visit Crossroads Contractor Supply IL.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Greenberg. Catch Lante and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Back Back on the drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Derek Piper, Lante, Kyle Toss. Before we get to Brett Bielema, Kyle, how you doing today, man?
I'm not doing too bad.
Even though the Cubs
got... I was about to say, I give you both permission to not bring up the Cubs all week.
Oh, my goodness.
If you want a blueprint on how to completely collapse in September of a baseball season, the Cubs the last week.
Did they lose every game to the Diamondbacks?
Oh, yeah. They got swept in embarrassing fashion.
Kyle, you would not be well if you were a Bears fan instead of a Dolphins fan.
They're saving my sports fandom right now. I do feel bad for the Cubs, Bears, Illinois fan.
No doubt.
How about the Cardinals, Bears?
Yeah, well,
Illinois fan.
Yeah, he doesn't feel too bad. Right?
No, not really. Okay. Hmm. What'd you think about Saturday? You were there. I think you had family down.
I did.
What'd you think?
It's tough. I'm pretty encouraged by the defense. I think they showed enough. We had the discussion on Friday of like, what if they're competitive, will that make you feel better? I think they were competitive. I mean, you look at the total yards numbers, they got outgained by like 20 yards by Penn State. Obviously, the defense, I thought, played really well, and you can't really fault them for giving up a couple late touchdowns because at that point they'd been on the field for 12 possessions. I'm pretty encouraged overall. I don't think Luke Altmaier is going to throw four picks every game. So I think if he can clean up the mistakes and the defense can build off this one, I think this is still right in line with where I had this team preseason, about 7 wins. So I came out of it ultimately, like you guys talked about all first hour. I think there's a lot of room for optimism.
If he does, I'm not having him on Mondays. If he keeps doing that, I mean, come on.
Yeah. You can call me. Sal says he's in the Bears, Cubs, Illini Club, and it's brutal. Mm. Sorry about that. Hopefully all three of those can rally. Yes, I'll even say that as a Cardinals fan. Brett Bielema spoke about Illinois' ability to bounce back this weekend against Florida Atlantic. He met with the media today. Wanted to get you some of that before we get out of here. Here is your Illini head coach, Brett Bielema.
I think offensively, obviously the big question will be at quarterback, how Luke responds and comes back is going to be awesome. I think the part that you know, I called him on Saturday night, let him know where I was at and how he was feeling. I think Sunday was a tough day for everybody, right? But to get a chance to turn our preparation into another quality non-conference opponent, I think is going to get everybody's attention and focus on that. So I like the demeanor we were in Sunday. Obviously today's a day off. We'll know a lot about tomorrow, Tuesday's practice. FAU, obviously, the situation that happened at Clemson, game got away, got an early pick. Obviously, their quarterback got injured. That got confirmed today, right? So now they're playing with their starting quarterback, which we assume will be for us this week. But just the week before, right, they lost a tough game to Ohio. And Ohio, you saw what they did this week against Iowa State. So this is a very good football team, one that's got a lot of speed on the field, very well coached. Obviously, the coaches are in the beginning phase of their career there, so those guys are getting their feet wet, but they obviously were at Clemson last week, so they're not going to be intimidated or anything along the lines of walking into our stadium. So excited for the work week in front of us and see where we can go. That'll open up for questions.
Brett, the same thing I asked Aaron. You know how hard that guy worked this winter and summer to get on the field in the first play of the game. You just land on the ground.
Well, yeah, twofold. That one play he had was really good. They ran a quick toss in the boundary, and he came up and supported. And you know, I brought him in yesterday after it was confirmed. He and I had a moment. He'd been through a lot just to get to that point, right? Just the setbacks he had, and over there near the boundary, he kind of just put his left hand out, and then everything kind of piled on top of him, and it did. Get enough strength to go back in, but what the x-rays found out and some things, there was some things that he could, sometimes guys will have these type of moments and can play with it, but his injury was one that he won't be able to do that, so that's why we obviously make waste no time, no decision to get the surgery done as fast as he can. He'll look at probably about a 6-month rehab for that, but yeah, you know, literally he's in my meeting, we're talking about, you know, the injury and the rehab and had a lot of guys have this surgery that, you know, it's an invasive surgery, so it's going to be painful. And I literally get done talking about that, and he's like, okay, when I come out to practice, where should I stand to get the maximum amount of learning? He literally flipped a switch like that about what he could do to become better over the next 6 months while he isn't able to play the game. So I'll give him some NFL projects, obviously watch some safeties that play similar schemes in our system and give him some things because he does have a little, I'm not a doctor, but he does have a little OCD. He's going to be driving himself nuts with not enough things to do. Classic example, right? So Saturday, I get done with the media, come up to my office. We have some recruits, and then I'm coming back down the stairs to get to our car with my wife and my daughter. And I see Matt Bailey walk out, and he's got like a group of 15 people. I didn't know if they're all with him or who it was, but it was entire church group from Moline that come to watch him. It's good stuff, but tough.
Coach, I know all games count the same, but is this one of those ones that is a must-win game for you to get where you want to go this season?
I get the question, but I think from the outside world, that's probably one that you probably figured out from our room that we just, this is the fourth game on our schedule. You know, we talked about how the season lays out, right? We knew that we had obviously the opener and then to go on the road to Kansas, come back and play a Penn State, a Big Ten game in game three is unique, and then having a non-conference opponent right behind it. But this is week four of 12. It's the last game that we have before we enter into eight games straight of Big Ten play. So I think that's the only thing our guys will see it as, but they'll respect all, fear none, and get excited to play them in the scheme. And again, I don't have to go any further back than to see the way they played, especially in the second half against Clemson and then also the Ohio U game in particular.
It's key for you guys as coaches to help Luke quickly rebound, turn the page.
Yes, but I think Luke has to process it, right? Like one of the things that we say all the time in our building, right? Adversity is going to strike, and you learn more from yourself during moments of adversity than you do in moments of success. And I think, after that first game, everybody's like, whoa, right? And then even though we didn't do the things that we want to do at Kansas, he had that long run, so everybody's thinking all this, right? So for a starting quarterback, I literally Googled on my own Saturday night college and NFL quarterbacks that have thrown four game interceptions and four in a game interceptions, and the list is incredibly long, right? So, it happens. It's happened in the past, and my guess is probably going to happen in the future. I just hope it doesn't happen to him again. And I think the parts that you have to take into account, like there were definitely reasons to those throws, right? And what occurred. I was obviously vented a little bit after the game. There's a number of plays I've turned in, very frustrating. Literally the first play on defense had a little bit of a situation 50 yards away from the ball. On that touchdown drive when we got going, they had a player to literally dive and hit him right at the kneecaps, which, from where I sit, I wanted to have that called, and that kind of gets in your mind a little bit, right? And we were obviously having some pressure in his face. I think we got to clean that up. So I think not everybody was just saying it's Luke. I think a lot of guys were doing, what can I do to help Luke?
Brett, we've heard you talk a lot about complementary football.
Yeah.
Haven't seen that as much this year. What's important? How important is that to get back?
Yeah, we need to see more of it, but there is a segment that I specifically showed to the guys, last thing we showed. So when I get them at first on Sundays, it's usually pretty good corrective. I have big ears, big eyes, and learn. And then on the back end of it, before we jump into FAU, I showed them at the roughly the six-minute mark, our defense had a drive that had gotten in the red area. We made a stand and we blocked a field goal, right? The next series, our offense took the field and scored a touchdown and made it obviously at that time it was a 13-7 game. Our defense took the field and shut them out on a three and out. And then they punted the ball to us and we had a 2-minute end of half situation that we didn't capitalize on. And obviously they had their longest play from scrimmage was the 133-yard pass, right? And that gave them 3 points right at half. But I did show them that's complementary football. Defense blocks a kick, right? Stops a field goal. We score a touchdown. We kick off. We stop three and out. And that's what we can do, right? So we just got to do it for more consistency and in more areas than just one segment of a quarter, right? So that's very important. And then I think it's also important for us to realize, right, like, I was furious on the 2-point play to Malik because if we score that, it's a 15-point game with late in the fourth quarter. But we have, I believe, two of our timeouts, if not three. And I know our guys felt that. I don't know if everybody felt that, but I know our team on our sideline felt that. So that was a very frustrating moment because, again, that was one that I think we should have had another play. And then when it didn't, that kind of just was a microcosm of the whole day.
Brett, I know it.
As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebates on the Daikin and Douglas mini splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price, and style. On hardwoods, laminates, carpet, and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Flooring Surfaces now offers beautiful window fashions. Our interior design team will custom fit shade, shutters, and blinds to any size opening. Visit the showroom to see the latest fashions from Graber and Hunter Douglas, or request an in-home consultation. Whether it's floors or windows, Flooring Surfaces has you covered. See us today at 401 Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
Is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Did you know the Anita Purvis Nature Center is a home for live animals? Stop by the Nature Center. View the turtles, owls, snakes, and salamanders. These were orphaned or injured animals who wouldn't be able to survive in the wild. But they help educate the public at the Nature Center. Sponsor an educational animal for as little as $15 a month. And make sure that animal has good food, housing, and medical care. For details, visit urbanaparks.org.
Here's what somebody recently said at Pards in Urbana. I was there just a few minutes, and somebody came up and asked if I needed help. And they were incredible, helped me find the size of boot I needed, and then I bought a second pair too. Everything was friendly, everything was excellent. Visit Pards in Urbana, 206 North Maple, between Main and University in Urbana. It's Pards Western Shop since 1968. Or go online and visit Pards.com, Pards.com.
A biker, a Baptist minister, a Catholic priest, a veteran, and a farmer walk into a trucking company. Sounds like the beginning of a bad joke, doesn't it? Well, it's not. It's the diversification of the driver force at Gale Furex Trucking. At GFT, we welcome all qualified Class A CDL holders. So if you have 2 years of experience or less with military service, a clean driving record, and a positive work ethic, we want you to fill one of our three open regional van positions today. You will have every weekend at home and earn the money to enjoy it with our $1,200 weekly gross pay guarantee, in addition to all the other great advantages GFT offers. During the month of September, we are paying a $4,000 sign-on bonus to experienced drivers that want to work for a company that works as hard for them as they work for us. Call 765-793-7131 or email timo@gftlog.com. 765-793-7131. Or email timo@gftlog.com.
At Busey Bank, we're proud to serve our local community through financial guidance and community investment. Offering sound advice and actionable insight, Busey builds financial strength, supports homeownership dreams, and offers customized lending strategies, connecting with our neighbors to build stronger communities. Busey Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
When Ross went out, I always told him, be careful. And that was the last time I got to see him.
because someone didn't slow down and move over. Ross had on a bright orange shirt with reflective stripes the night he was killed.
He always had that smile. He just lit up the room when he came in.
Slow down and move over when you see flashing lights. Everybody is somebody somebody.
When you see lights flashing, use caution passing. Let's all go home safe tonight.
Welcome to Sarah Champaign, home of their award-winning Honda dealership, a double recipient of the prestigious Honda President's Award. With a legacy of excellence, they offer you the finest selection of Honda vehicles backed by unparalleled customer service. As a two-time winner, they're committed to exceeding your expectations. Visit them today at Route 45 at Burwalk or Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com. Sarah Champaign, home of Honda, BMW, Subaru, Buick, and GMC. That's SarahChampaign.com.
Head to Merle Norman for your free gift with purchase. Shop now to receive a trial-sized eyeliner, makeup remover, plush lip liner, and a lip gloss. Available at Merle Norman, 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign.
Free with the purchase of two or more Merle Norman cosmetics products. Cosmetic accessories not included. Offer valid while supplies last at participating Merle Norman Cosmetic Studios only beginning September 1st, 2023. Limit one per customer. We reserve the right to modify the gift if needed. Not available at MerleNorman.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
What the hell?
We just had some of the funniest conversation the last 5 minutes.
We did. Too bad it wasn't on the air. But.
And I've quit after the break. So this is my last day.
I think he's actually going to announce that.
I just want to know that all of a sudden it's like, oh, no, we can hear everything you say on YouTube.
Mm. Oh, boy.
What?
Well, then we'd all quit.
Yes. I would. Well, sad to say, this is the final day of the Drive with Tay and Piper.
Now we're starting a podcast, where we'll say whatever we want, and we'll be fine.
The podcast. You know what annoys me about just the word podcast is that when I was in Florida, people, and I don't know why this bugs me, but they're like, hey, so I heard you do a podcast. I'm like, no, I do a radio show that is then podcast. I mean, then you can go and listen on a podcast.
Yeah.
But I don't do a podcast. Like, I feel like I'm getting ripped on.
Mm.
Like my manhood is being like, oh, so you only do a podcast.
Yeah,
no, I do a damn radio show.
There are different levels of the podcast because, like, anybody can have a podcast.
Exactly.
There are some really reputable and good ones. Like, Atlanta Inquirer podcast is a good one.
Amen.
But I'll admit, when we had Ty Rogers on, and that was Kyle and I during that interview, there was somebody that is in the Michigan media that was like, well, Ty Rogers is talking stuff about his teammates via a podcast. And I was like, no. I didn't call him out, but I said, he's on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Exactly. This is a radio show.
I would say, and Piper, show some respect.
That is kind of funny, though.
Anyways.
Oh, well.
I do got to catch one more break. Sorry about that. And then we will return and finish the show up. It's the Drive.
Can't wait for the
next
discussion.
As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebates on the Daikin ductless mini splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
The U of I Alumni Association is always looking for new members and offering great perks, such as discounts on Illini merchandise and tickets to the game. One of the greatest traditions at the U of I is Homecoming Week. There will be a 5K on Sunday, October 14th to start the Homecoming Week festivities, a parade on the evening of Friday, October 20th that will end at Grange Grove, and the big homecoming football game against Wisconsin on Saturday, October 21st. For more information on this year's homecoming events, visit homecoming.illinois.edu. Go Illini!
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Hi,
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lonte and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Gotta get out of here, everybody. We appreciate you listening in. We thank you. We say thank you to Luke Altmaier joining us on the Tapman's Towing phone line.